Welcome back to Techonomics. I'm your host and self-professed gadget junkie, Jason Middleton. Occasionally, a product or gadget finds its way into my or our producer Leanna's purview. If it intrigues us, we hope it will you too. It's not an endorsement per se. It's more of a surfacing, let's call it. And this week we have Eero, E-E-R-O. Eero is a Wi-Fi router that looks more Stanley Kubrick than the Borg-esque router you're probably rocking at home right now. Eero is a slick, small disc that provides lightning-fast broadband. That's according to certified reviews on Amazon, where Eero is listed as Amazon's top pick for routers. So we asked Eero's founder to come to the studio and tell us about his product and also about, just in general, building a startup these days in San Francisco.
I'm Nick Weaver, co-founder and CEO of Eero.
All right. I'm watching Hulu the other day, as per my ritual. When I get off work in the mornings, I lay down on the couch and I watch. But I see Eero pop up. It's a great ad, by the way. It's a beautiful ad. And it really got me intrigued. So I immediately went to Amazon to see if it was there. It's the number one listing. So let's start with the origin story of Eero. How did you get this company going?
Yeah. So I've been the guy who's had to fix the internet for my friends and family basically my entire life. And, you know, as the internet's become more and more important in running every part of our homes, whether it's Hulu, HBO Go, Netflix, Spotify, Pandora, file sharing, connected devices, it really needed a much better solution. And so Eero is this whole home Wi-Fi system that allows you to blanket your home with really fast and reliable coverage.
Okay.
So it really born out of my own frustration of having to troubleshoot these things for everyone in my life.
Right. Okay. And you tested it on yourself first, right? Before you went into prototype?
Yeah. So we started the company about 2.5 years ago. So the beginning of 2014. And our first set of prototypes were these really ugly black boxes. And it was all about proving that we could make the system work, that we could make all the software pieces work. Mm-hmm. And so we rolled it out to, I think, 30 or 40 homes and really proved out that we could design the system and make it work. And then at that point, we transitioned over to building our own hardware. Uh-huh. So we could make it even faster, even more reliable. And we also focused so much on the design of the product.
Right.
People are so used to having these, you know, massive behemoth routers that look like alien spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is they don't need to be that big. Having something in a much smaller package,
right,
that people are excited to put out in the open on their tabletop, like, mm-hmm, that gives you a much better experience than chucking this big box,
right,
in the corner of your room or in the closet or behind the couch.
Now, I'm only bringing this up because I want to hear the story about how you remedied the situation. But it's my understanding you kind of stubbed the toe at the first iteration of the hardware. So what happened there, and then how did you move past it?
You know, building hardware is challenging. There's a lot of moving pieces. And, you know, probably the biggest challenge we had was when you're starting a company, you are starting with just a few people. And to ship a full end-to-end hardware product, you need a really big team. And so over the last 2.5 years, we've really built the team. Our hardware initially, just there were challenges that we came across that we didn't anticipate.
Right, unknowns.
And we didn't have a huge bench to be able to go fight all those things in parallel.
Right.
So, you know, we, you know, fortunately got everything out in February of this year, and it's been a huge success. We just started launching in Best Buy a month ago. And so now we're nationwide with Best Buy. We're on Eero.com and also on Amazon. And it's been great just seeing so many happy customers.
How many Wi-Fi enabled devices have you tried this on?
Yeah, you can use close to 100 devices on one Eero. And then as the system expands, you can keep adding more and more devices. So you're limited in terms of, you know, how many radios are available.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you could support 100 plus devices with each Eero.
Let's tease out the differences between Eero, E-E-R-O, and other routers, right? Other than size and design, did you find some efficiencies there that other companies might want to poach?
Yeah, so our big focus is around owning the whole design process. So we design the hardware, we design all the software that runs the Eeros.
Uh-huh.
We have a whole cloud system that we design and run as well that helps us analyze Eero networks so we can keep improving the product. And we designed all the mobile applications, so iOS and Android, that allow people to set up, configure, and manage their networks.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done differently is we own the whole stack. Most router companies don't actually design the hardware themselves.
Right, yeah.
They kind of buy it off the shelf. They put their name on it. They say, I want it black or blue or purple, and then ship it to end consumers. Instead, we took this full ownership approach, which allows us to shrink the size of the device because we own all the designs, and it allows us to move really quickly on the software so that we can keep adding features for customers.
What's next for Eero?
So we're continuing to use the data we collect off of our networks. So every time a new Eero system's added, we're getting performance information.
Mm-hmm.
How is it performing? How's the internet connection? How are the devices behaving on the network? And that allows us to keep improving the software really rapidly. So just about every week, we push a new software version. And that's using that data asset that we have in the field so that we can understand how our devices are performing.
Right.
And, you know, in general, look, our homes run on the internet, and there's still a lot of room to go in terms of how you build and deliver a great, reliable network.
Right.
So our teams are pretty focused on that.
And when our homes don't run on the internet, we all get pissed.
Exactly.
What about customer surveys or customer input? What are you getting there?
Yeah. So one great forum is Amazon. So we read every product review that comes through on Amazon. We also ask our customers, how are they liking their system? And we do that on a regular basis.
Again, we're speaking with Nick Weaver with Eero, and you can check him out at Eero.com or just search E-E-R-O on Amazon. You'll find it the top-rated Wi-Fi device you can get. Nick, macro question, 30,000-foot view. Startups in San Francisco, did you face any challenges when you were building your team?
A number. Recruiting it continually is one of the biggest challenges you'll face at a startup. It's hard to find great talent. It's hard to retain great talent. It continues to be a huge focus of mine. You know, especially in the early days when you only have a few people, you have a limited network, you try to recruit from that network. And then as the team grows, your collective network gets a little bit bigger. But it's definitely something we focused on and continue to focus on. You hear this a lot. People are our best asset, and so recruiting continues to be a focus.
Now, if you accept VC money, you exponentially expand your networks. Did you take VC?
Yes, we've raised a few rounds of venture financing.
Right on, right on. All right, Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Nick Weaver, founder and CEO of Eero. We'll have a link to his segment and to EERO.com on our Facebook page. So this week we dove into the tech that drives modern major museum exhibitions. We also talked ageism and Silicon Valley's whiff at a potential $1 trillion market. And we chatted with Silicon Valley staple Brian Solis. You can get all of these segment links at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. We also post links to the music we use in each week's show via a playlist on that very Facebook page. If you like the tunes, maybe give us a like, or better yet, a share. Maybe you'll even consider giving me a follow on Twitter at KGO Jason. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Techonomics. For producer Leanna Wilcox, I'm Jason Middleton. Thanks for listening, and hopefully catch us next week.